The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, this week in our series on disinformation, the apple cider vinegar scandal and how AI actually misleads when asked questions about news. We're joined by David Robert Grimes, author of The Irrational Ape, How Flawed Logic Puts Us All at Risk. David, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, people may know nothing about this except what they're watching on Netflix. There's a six-parter, I think, about apple cider vinegar. Will you bring us back to the scandal?
I will, absolutely. This gives me a sense of weird deja vu. So this all really happened in 2014. It's based on a true story. It's largely fictionalized, but it's based on a woman called Belle Gibson. And Belle Gibson was an Australian proto-influencer. She got big on Instagram from 2009 onwards. And her claim was that she had had brain cancer and that she had cured herself with alternative medicine and yoga and all these kind of wellness practices. So she became the proto-wellness influencer. She was lauded by Cosmopolitan magazine, Elle magazine, and Apple. The Apple Watch actually shipped with her app on it in the first generation. Okay. Turns out there were a few cracks in her stories. Mainly she had never had cancer in the first place.
And was she soliciting money from people?
Huge amount of money. So she raised about $300,000 Australian in charitable donations, which turns out the charity was herself. In the end, they were able to get about 7,000 of that to charities. The rest of it just disappeared into the ether. So it was quite a scandal. I was covering it back in 2014. It was exposed in December of 2014. And I had been consulting different journalists at the time saying, yeah, none of her story checks out. Even the background doesn't check out. So when that came a big thing, now Netflix have adopted it into a docudrama. It's mainly accurate. There's some characters that are portmanteaus or there's bits that are fictionalized because it's Netflix. They're going to do that. But people are talking about it again. But one of the things that is interesting is at the time, Belle Gibson was extraordinary. It was shocking. Nowadays, she wouldn't crack the top 1,000.
Because there's loads of these
people. There's so many of hers. It's actually gotten so much worse.
Snake oil salespeople, men and women.
And there's no penalty for them. In fact, it's become mainstream American policy. You could argue that the election of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the confirmation of him to make America healthy again, it's the same narratives that Belle Gibson, the same trope she was putting out there in 2009.
Now, you've actually looked at some of the claims about cancer and these alternatives.
Yes, and I've looked at them from a research perspective as well as I deal with the public a lot on this as well in patient groups. And the problem with these claims is if you get cancer, if you're diagnosed with cancer or a loved one is, people go on and do the Dr. Google thing and they go on to TikTok and they go on to Instagram. And that is the worst thing you can do because there are thousands upon thousands of Belle Gibsons who will tell you, I got a special clinic or a special treatment. And that might sound harmless. People might go, well, what's the harm? Well, it's twofold. The first thing is that firstly, it doesn't work and it may delay or cause you to delay or reject actual treatment that works. That does kill people. Steve Jobs is a classic example. We've talked about him before. He delayed his treatment of a curable cancer and by the time to take juice therapy. And by the time he realized it wasn't working, his cancer was no longer treatable with conventional medicine and he died. The other thing it does is it fosters a distrust between your medical professionals and obviously their patients. Because if you're reading, well, there's a secret cure for cancer, why aren't my doctors telling you about it? It's going to create this rabbit hole effect. And unfortunately, that does kill patients.
Now, there are all sorts of people out there flogging stuff. I mean, even some well-known names.
Absolutely. And we won't mention them for fear of getting sued. But there are absolutely massive celebrity markets for, supplements and cure-alls. And the thing is, on social media in particular, there's no advertising standard. In theory, there is. In theory, the Advertising Standards Authority of Ireland, for example, could go on and tell an Irish influencer to stop saying something. But they're toothless. It could take weeks and weeks. And by that stage, they've ran the ad or they've done the sponsored post. Yeah. And they all know it. And they all literally mock it. They might put a tiny text, hashtag ad or hashtag promotion. But often they don't even bother.
This is going to get worse, isn't it, with MAHA, Make America Healthy Again?
In fact, you could argue that we might be at the zenith and only going up. Well, yeah, that's a contradiction in terms. But yes, you're absolutely right. At the moment, what's happened in America is that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been most likely going to be confirmed to the head of all health sciences. And the problem with that is he's a massive advocate of this alternative cures, this wellness movement, which inherently has a distrust of the medical, academic community. and also pushes a lot of his cure-alls. In fact, a lot of the stuff he would post wouldn't have been out of place on Bell Gibson's Instagram in 2010. So the fact that this is shocking to people when they watch it on Netflix, we need to realise that's where we live now.
Now, you talk also about a deliberate disinformation strategy. Now, I mean, some of it's like gormless people believing stuff and putting it out there. I believe that orange juice will, you know, cure lung cancer.
Absolutely, you know, yeah.
But there is on the far right a deliberate disinformation campaign.
Yes, there is. And this also ties into politics as well. So this week we saw a report released that found that as a political strategy, hard right and far right groups use disinformation. And what I mean by that is they use things they know are false to elicit anger and to support their position. So this study looked at MEPs across Europe and also at politicians in Australia and America and looked at their activity on Twitter or X, depending on what you prefer, and what they tweeted out there. And then they looked through a database of whether this was, you know, fact checked, whether it's true or false, whether it's inflammatory, and the political positions of the people sharing it. And they found that the vast majority of politicians don't share false information. However, the hard right do, and they use it as a central plank in their information policy. And we saw that recently. We saw with the Southport riots and the anti-immigrant stuff that it's the hard right politicians or fringe politicians that share this stuff. They know it's false. It is demonstrably false. And it's a deliberate strategy.
Now, the final theme is AI and going to AI to ask questions about the news.
You might think you're saving time. BBC found this week that is one of the worst things you could do. They went to all the different large language models and asked them to summarise BBC articles, which had been, you know, fact-checked meticulously and all that kind of stuff. And in over half of the cases, the AI invented something. It created something that just was not true. Or it made up quotes, for example. And this is really affecting journalists. I have a friend who's a journalist over in the UK, and their office has pushed them to try and use AI to make things better. And she complains to me that it makes up stuff in stories. It turned an unfortunate case of a suicide into a murder mystery the last time she tried to use it. So it's showing us we can't trust it even to make our lives easier. We think AI can make our lives easier. The reality is it doesn't. It's a black box that twists things around and you don't know what it's twisted. So honestly, save yourself the time and read the source article.
David Robert Grimes, always fascinating. Thank you very much for joining us. David is author of The Irrational Ape, How Flawed Logic Puts Us All at Risk.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.